Right, maybe that's being overly optimistic. Okay, we're holding on to Yemalom Beis over here. We just had the Machlok. We brought a Raya both to Rav Huna and a Raya to Rav Yehuda. Their Machlokus was whether everybody is made that Mahalach Ka'emed. And the question is whether even Zorek is considered to be passed through Avir Karmelis would be Pater or not, or whether it's only Ben Azai who holds that Mahalach is Ka'emed. Asks the Gemara today about Taninan, Rabbi Meir Omerim Haita Shabbat Vahotzio. You remember we said earlier, the previous daf, we brought a raya that Rabbi Meir, remember the machlokas when somebody was eating various isurim, and how many times it could be chayav on one achilas. Rabbi Meir added that if it was Shabbos and he was eating it as he was walking, so it was over on Hotzah, and they said to him, Omrulo, Eino Hashem, that's a whole different issue. Because Shizek Hayav Mishum Mahalach, Mizek Hayav Mishum Meniach. You know, last time it worked when I just gave you a whack so that you wouldn't get on the tape anymore. You'll notice for 3 months you didn't have any problem.
Right.
You want another whack?
No. Yeah.
So now,
it's really a problem, but.
They told Rabbi Meir. Then how can you compare the two? On Shabbos, you would only be chayev if you're meniach it. Whereas if you're eating it, you'd be chayev even without being meniach it, which proves that it has nothing to do with the eating. And you could come up with a circumstance in which you wouldn't be chayev. Now, I'll die to Rav Huna. First of all, if you're going like Rav Huna, that's definitely, that time is not like Ben Azai. Because Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'omeh, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even worse. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like anybody. Deloka ben Azai and Deloka Rabbana. Because he held that the Rabbana were also invited at Mahalach Ka'emeh Dami, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only machlokas was about Zrika, but not about Halacha. And here it's talking about Rabbi Meir said, a guy who's chewing as he's walking. Chewing as he's walking. Why do I need Hanacha if walking is like Hanacha? So why would they have said it to Rabbi Meir in that way? It's not a good way to say it. This doesn't prove anything because, you know, think about it. Manu, who said that? Omru lo chachamim? Who do you think? Who always is the one that argues on Rabbi Meir? We said before, it's Rabbi Yossi. And we proved, remember, was the same, remember when we originally brought up this sugya. Rabbi Yossi Shita was that unless you brought the Chatzi Grogeret, the same place where you had brought the original Grogeret, you wouldn't be Mitzarif. Remember that, Shita? So the Gemara came out over there, the Omrulo. Omrulo is Rav Yossi. According to Rav Yossi, the only way you would be Chayev, we said that he says if you walk over the area where the original, but you don't have to be any of it. So Rav Yossi obviously held that Mahalach is he holds like Ben Azai. Okay, so they're very good. That's the Chachonim Shein Kishitat Ben Azai. You can't, the fact that there's another Shita that argues with Rabbi Meir doesn't really make much difference. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, but Rabbi Yochanan's question was this. Hayal made Rishut HaRabim. Let's say a guy standing in Rishut HaRabim, he throws Zarak, the kidem v'kaltan, he catches what he throws into Rishut HaYachid by sticking out his other hand and catching it. And what's the din? Now, isn't that a Mishnah? It's kolta acher, kolta kelev, oshen iser for pater. Somebody else catches it, we said. Or a dog jumps and bites it, catches the ball. Or it gets burned up before it lands. So you're pater. I mean, that's essentially what happened over here. He went ahead and he caught it. He interrupted it. So I don't get it. What's the question? Rishu b'shem Rabbi Zeira says, "Well, b'chotev came im kalat chayav." Wait. The case over there was that it's going in a way that it normally would not have gone. It wasn't that somebody was standing there. He was chotev. He grabs it where it shouldn't have been. Or the dog jumps up and gets and so on. But over there, if you throw it into the hand of somebody that's standing in Rishus HaYachid, obviously you're chayev. You're playing ball. The other guy catches. You'd be fired. So, and then the shaila is, maybe, I mean, mabe nochal oretz or nochal atof yado. Does it make any difference whether you catch in your hand or whether it lands on the ground? Because this is where you're throwing it. So the question is, would this be the same? So taman lama uchayav. Taman hu zarak v'char kibel. Maybe the reason over there that you're fired is that he was zorek, somebody else was makabel, which means that I have a normal hotzal. It's not kamina. If it's a guy's hand or whether it's the ground. Brahma acha, hu zarak v'hu kibel. Over here, the same guy who throws it is the same guy that's makabel it. Maybe it hasn't gone anywhere. This is not the case that we have in the Bavli. The case we have in the Bavli is that he ran over. He was in Rosh Hashanah, he threw it not into another Rosh Hashanah, he was throwing it Arba Amos Rosh Hashanah. He can run over and catch it himself. Here we're talking about he stands in place. Takes his hand, throws it over the Rosh Hashanah, catches it over here. So it hasn't gone anywhere. The tape sheet delay shulchayim.
Within the forum, what?
Outside into another Rosh Hashanah. From one Rosh Hashanah to another.
Outside forum, what?
It doesn't matter. If it's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter. So, wait, tape shitalei, it should say over here, according to the Gra, tape shitalei shulchayav. I don't understand. If a guy throws with his right hand, and he's mos into another Rosh Hashanah, and he would be collated with his left hand, is there any question? Shemeno chayav? Of course he'd be chayav, isn't he? I mean, isn't that the same min hadein piv? How about the case that we had before, the guy's hanging over, eats with his mouth, and one rishus. We said when it gets to his stomach, he's chayav. What's the difference with his right hand, his left hand, his mouth, and his stomach? Mm-hmm. You don't say that a person is one thing. You look at the object, see what rishus it's in. So why is this any different than that? In a chayav min adein piv. Piv lav ka'acharu. His mouth is like a different place, a different person, and therefore his left hand is also different. Says Rav Yehuda, no, you're right, that wasn't the question. Actually, Pshitalei Rav Yochanan understood himself that if you're Zarek B'yamin and call it B'smol, that of course you're Chayav. The question was, were you Zarek B'yamin to call it B'yamin? So you threw up into Rosh Hashanah, and then you stick your hand out, you catch it. Yeah, so now nothing has changed, right? That's my question. Rabbanan de Kesarin, quote Rav Shimi, B'Shem Rav Acha, you don't have to say that. You have exactly the same question with the Mizorg, you mean we call it B'Smol. You still tzrichale. You still have to prove that he's chayiv. Because what are you going to say? Inte marpiv. I know what you're going to say. That's the case of the mouth. You said, I can bring a raya, according to Rabbi Meir, if he swallows one mishos. So why is it any different? Right hand, left hand, mouth, and tummy. Piv, given sha'ochla, ka'acharhu. Ram, ocha, yodo, ka'achar, tummy. Ka'acharhu. I mean, maybe there's a difference. Maybe the idea is that if you're gonna eat something, so then it becomes now a completely different way of looking at it. Well, before it was food in one rishos, and now it's turned into something in another rishos.
Did the substance change of the inside of the body is separate from the outside of the body?
Yeah, we're looking at, remember, we don't, in the Bavli, we didn't go according to the mokum that it, we said it is based on Bliya's kovia. And that our only chash was that he may pull his head back and bring it in. But over here, Yerushalmi is assuming that it's considered to be munach, so it goes according to the rishos b'chlal. But maybe his hand is like another person, and another person doing it would be like kol ta'acher. Says Ramoni, wait a second. If your hand is like kol ta'acher, so then if you took two hands and you took out a shear in two hands, you should be potter because two people. There's two people that do the same halacha are potter. If you look, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Dude, you're gonna have each finger as a separate.
So I mean, you're going to say Yamitza Me'ata Hotziku Groger Kishtei Adav Yei Potter, because it's Shnayim She'asu Malacha Achas, so now you should be Potter because you have two people doing one Malacha. Oh, Ma'alei Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Come on, I said, man, what are you playing games with? V'dayi ba'asota. That's the meaning of the word ba'asota. Yochid sha'asota. Lo kein tani. What does it say in the Brisa? When we darshan ba'asota. Ba'asota. Yochid sha'asa chaya. Shnayim or shlosha sha'aso peturim. What is that referring to? Hands or individuals? No point over there. Is nefesh. It's going on the nefesh ki chatabish kagaba sa'ak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with hands. That's a silly question. We're talking over there about individuals. Here we're talking about kochot. It's a different issue. What are the kochot? How do we look at it in terms of having changed the place of what it is that you moved? Omer of Yochanu, Abahayame Burshit Sarabi, the kolat yishamim me'avir mechitzot. How about you're sitting in Rosh Hashanah. There's rain falling on the kotel. And that kotel has been in Rosh Hashanah. So if you take the gishamim from the avir of the mechitzot, and you take it out, you would be chayef. Says Rabbon Barfiya B'Shem Rabbi Zira, well, I hope that's talking about that he was choteif. Meaning that he, like the case that we had in the Bavli, where with one hand he pushes the water into his other hand, so that way he was Iker, because we just held his hand in the rain on the other rishus on top of the kotel. Then obviously it would be Potter, in kalat Potter, because ma bein natan lo acher, u'ma bein nadu lo shamayim. What's the difference whether we had a case in the Mishnah where the balabayit put into the hand of the ani? We said that in that case the ani would be Potter. If he takes it out of the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRam. It's exactly the same case. What are you going to say? There's no Balabayat. So God's the Balabayat. No. But the bottom line is that he didn't pick up anything. It fell into his hand. In the Mishnah that's Potter, Rabbi Yochid certainly couldn't have been saying that you're Chayav over here. Wait a minute. Not necessarily. We have another issue over here. Atya Karebi, to Rebbe Avad Avir Mechitzot Kimamasha. Now this is not the way we understand Rebbe in the Bavli. What's Rebbe's case? Rebbe's case was the case of the kid that throws the ball through the window of the living room, across the living room into the other Rishut HaRabim. We understood Rebbe as meaning Daf Rishut HaRabim Mikura, Rishut HaYachid Mikura. When there's a ceiling, so we say Beta Kamandam Alya Damya, and therefore the thing is considered to be at rest in that rishus. So where you would be taking it out on your hand, it would be considered to be munach. Now, here the Gemara is saying that according to Rebbe Svara is avir mechitzas kimamosha, meaning that even though you are not taking from inside on top of a wall, but an avir that comes from mechitzos is as if it's all mechitza. It's a completely different way of looking at it. Now, how about if he's ene bifnim, yadom le'ab peirot pshuta lachutz? How about you're standing indoors? He's holding his hand over the outside, over the Rishut HaRabim. It's full of peirot, and now Shabbos falls. See, he does this during the day. And now, Kidei Shalavayon, Osir Lagzirah can't bring his hand back in because he's carrying from the Rishut HaRabim into Rishut HaYachid. Rav Acha B'Shem Rabbi Bo says, well, if you're saying that, you're saying it L'chorah K'man De'omar, Osir L'shtamish B'Avir HaSara. So you're saying, in other words, even though the window, L'chorah, is above 10 tefachim from the ground, you're saying that the Avir of HaSara, you shouldn't use L'chatchila. Because otherwise, what's the problem of taking it? It's a mokum p'tur that you're allowed to carry from a mokum p'tur, aren't you? Now, there's certainly itano itan and mutter. There are others. There's another brisa that has the same case. Guy who stuck his hand out, and it says he's allowed to bring his hand back in. Of course, these are the two brises that we bring in the Bavli. So, I mean, boy, Neymar, we thought to say that maybe it's talking about two different cases. The mand amar mutter is talking about where you have a rochav of arba. So you have now a rochav of arba. We weren't gozer in a carmelite. Whereas the mand amar also b'shein shom rochav arba. There's no rochav arba. So then we don't have a carmelite of a real reshut rabin. So we'd be gozer. Maybe you'd put it into the reshut rabin proper. Omer Reb Yosef, Rebbe Ban, no. You don't have to say that. Ben Rebbe, I mean, Bein Zeu, Bein Zeh, Kaban Yomer Asa B'Shtamish Rebbe Asa. You could say that both of them are holding that it's also to use Avir. So Mike, what are they arguing? Man Yomer Asa is Lamata Miasar. Man Yomer Mutter is Lamala Miasar. So the Korah, it should say, Kaban Yomer Mutter B'Shtamish Rebbe Asa. So one is talking about that it was Lamala Asara, and therefore it's Mutter V'Shtamish Lamala Asara, it's Ketam Malkum Tur. And the other man, the Amrot, also V'Shtamish Rav Yasara. Rather, both agreed, Mutter Asara is talking about where it was B'Toch Asara, and it's two different cases, and therefore they don't have to be Chaylik. Then you said, Ani Chayab V'Balabayit Patur, and in the opposite case you had a Balabayit Chayab V'Ani Patur. Now, the Balabayit being Chayav would mean that if the Balabayit puts his hand into the Reshut HaRabim, deposits it in the hand of the Ani, wait a minute, the hand of the Ani could be Lamala Miasora. The hand of the Ani is Lamala Miasora, then that means that he has not really put this in Reshut HaRabim. He put it in a Malkum Ketur. So why does the Mishnah say, boy, we never even thought of this. Why does the Mishnah say the Balabayit is Chayav? Yoni's standing, holding out his hand. The Balabayit is indoors, put something into the hand of the Yoni. That's a Malkum Ketur. It's a Malam Yasar, would be the norm. So we'd have to say, Rabbi Yiddish B'Shem Shmuel says, I guess, we'd have to be talking about, Behu Shetei Yado Shalani B'Toch Asar Al Karka. I mean, if the Ani is above 10, then why wouldn't that be Gufa Malkum Ketur? Of course, the other shaila would be whether something that is Nechshav Karban Arba could possibly be a Reshut HaYachid. There's always some learned over here, the Korban Eda learns that way. That if he puts in the Yad of the Ani that's a Malam Yasara, then the Yad of the Ani becomes a Reshut HaYachid, because he's Makshav is Arba Al Arba. Of course, we said in the Bavli, it's never the case. Makshav Al Arba is not to make it a Reshut HaYachid. It's only to give it a din, Lagabe Hanacha, right? Omer Rebbe Zeira, well, it's also got to be talking about a case where he's Rochuk Menakotel Arba. Well, Imeno Rochuk Menakotel Arba, Karmelitu. Remember, Yerushalmi had this problem earlier. Somebody who is standing facing a wall creates interference between his body and the wall. So if there's that interference, then it becomes Tidei Reshus HaRabim, which turns it into a Karmelite by definition, right? Because it's always going to be Arba Amos between himself and the wall. We had this analysis earlier of Tidei Reshus HaRabim, so it's consistent here in the Yerushalmi, this idea. So if that's the case, if the guy wasn't Rochuk Menakotel Arba, then he's created a Karmelite. Because he has his own area. And you're saying that the Balabayit is Chayav. The Rulaz B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Karsana could be talking about Kishoyu Panam V'Fuchas L'Platya. If his face is facing towards the Reshus HaRabim, then he doesn't create that interference. I'm sticking as he's up against the house, and he's asking the Balabayit for money. Balabayit puts the money into his hand. He hasn't created the interference between himself and the Reshut HaRabim, so it doesn't become Tzidei Reshut HaRabim. We had the same case where a guy walked out backwards, remember, before, in order to avoid this problem. So, remember the backpack guy was carrying his backpack, and when I asked how could he be chayav on his backpack, if as he's walking out, he creates interference, in which case he's taking his backpack from Reshut HaYachid through a malkum, well, through a carmelite, anyway, into the Rishat Rabbi. So we're just talking about that he went backwards. Remember this whole discussion, right? We said that like a mover. Why would he be chayav? Because a mover will sometimes maneuver a heavy load backwards. It's also considered to be derech tzavakah. So here too, and Avinami, if it's ponav hafuchot hakotel karmelite, you're right in saying that if he was facing the wall, then Avinami would be a karmelite, and therefore the Mishnah wouldn't definitely go the hell the easy way.